Last month, in July, I had my vacation at Kelowna. One of the best experiences that I had was the water tubing. Before, I am contented looking at people doing that. At first, I was so afraid, but sometimes I need to get out of my comfort zone and try new things. Throughout the ride, the only thing that I did was to hold on to the handle, and it helped me to relax and enjoy it. My two companions did it once, but me, four times. So my lesson, relax, enjoy new things, and hold on the grip in order not to be thrown out of the water. Our gospel for today is the continuation of our gospel reading about the story of the feeding of thousands of people by our Lord Jesus Christ while they were in the desert. Immediately after he fed them, he made the disciples to get into the boat to go to the opposite shore while he sent the crowd away. After that, Jesus himself went up on the mountain to pray. This is the first lesson that I would like to talk about. Jesus prayed after his work, his mission to be his Father. Prayer and being with his Father will always be his priority. In all his life, Jesus has always time to pray. And most of the time, in all his major decisions and events in his life. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is reminding us this kind of attitude. Pray always and find time to pray. Keep on praying, even if we experience difficulties in life, because in communion with God, we can find peace and contentment. Only our Lord will give us true happiness, and we can experience that when we are united with Him in prayer. The second part of the gospel is the experience of the disciples in the stormy sea, strong winds and waves. The disciples were having a hard time battling the dangers around them. But the Lord is there, out of wind and strong wave and fear, comes a comforting voice. Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. The exchange of words between Jesus and Peter gives us the second lesson of our gospel for today. Fix your eyes on Jesus amid storm, trials, and now pandemic and uncertainties of this world. Characteristically, Peter is the first to respond. He is the impulsive one, but he is also the group leader. If it's really you, Lord, tell me to come to you across the water. And Jesus said, come. So Jesus inviting him to leave the shelter of his boat and go to where the wind and waves are. But Peter starts to make his way. When Peter starts to make his way to the Lord, who is in the wind and the waves, but his fear is too much, and he begins to sink. Then he cried out, "Lord, save me!" A cry echoed by Christians all down the ages who have felt that the world was ready to crush them. Peter has a lot of weaknesses, and Jesus was always there to rescue him. The Lord went to lift him up and brought him back to the boat. Peter, once he realized his mistakes, he always got up and asked for forgiveness. And the Lord always forgave and accepted him. And despite his weaknesses and failures, Jesus never expelled Peter from her circle of friends, but was chosen to be his leader. Jesus is and will always give chances to people to be back to his fold and embrace his commandments and his love. My dear brothers and sisters, we will be safe on the sea of life as long as our eyes are focused on our Lord, no matter how difficult life may be. He will surely never allow us to live in great danger of sinking into a turbulent water of problems, hardship, and adversity. He will always extend his hands to save us. So let us bring to him our fears, our weaknesses and difficulties, especially as we experience this pandemic and uncertainties. Like Saint Peter, we cry and pray to Jesus, "Lord, save me." Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, help me to always believe in you and to never hesitate and doubt your loving presence and your power to help me. In my doubts and weakness, may I hold on to you as Peter did. Strengthen my faith that I may never swing to the left nor to the right, but only to you and nothing more. Amen.